Old Saint Nick is coming back to Cheyenne for the Old West Holiday. Join in the merriment at the Northwest Pole with photo ops with the big guy himself, plus horses at Kringle Ranch and Elfie stations around town. Visit the historic Governor's Mansion, browse Santa's Yuletide Market, and so much more. Festivities start November 27th with a Christmas parade and wreath hanging, and continue Saturdays through Christmas. Plan your visit to Cheyenne, Wyoming for this annual tradition at oldwestholiday.com.
One of the people who during Denver's championship season of 2015 came to know Demaryius Thomas very well joins us now, and he's a great friend of this program. He's been a wonderful friend to me for the better part of the last decade, and I thought to really get an insight as to the kind of person, even more so than the kind of player Demaryius Thomas was, but the kind of person he was, we'd bring in our friend, the good Dr. Rick Perea from Think One. And Dr. Perea, a good evening. Thanks so much for joining us. We were texting back and forth today, and at one point, you sent me something from Demaryius Thomas, and I'm going to read it here, and then I want your reaction to what he said, because as a philosophy of life, a means of living, I thought it was beautiful and powerful. As I told you, as we texted back and forth today, as men, as athletes especially, we don't like to talk about love. We talk about brotherhood and all that, but not love. But it's the most important thing in a child's life. More important than the kind of school you go to, or what neighborhood you live in, or even if you grow up around drugs and violence, if you are loved, you'll make it out. I think many parts of that will probably resonate with everybody listening out there tonight.
Absolutely, Sandy. You know, Demaryius Thomas was way more than a football player. He was plus. He was and. Because what he's talking about in that quote is he's talking about love. And not only was I able to share with Demaryius different elements of masculinity and love, femininity and love, but also how to accept love. And that's one of the things that we were able to delineate during our time together. And you know, Sandy, obviously I'm not able to share my innermost secrets with him our sessions.
Sure.
Because those are in confidence.
Remind people that this was during 2015 when you were working for the Broncos specifically during that championship season. And it was a season of ups and downs for a lot of people, including Demaryius Thomas.
Right. And that championship season, Sandy, began with us winning games that many people thought we shouldn't. And here's why. It wasn't because we had all the best players. It was because we did have a love within that team. And I'd like to share a story that really speaks to who Demaryius Thomas is and was as a person. So during home games, obviously most of the games were on Sunday, so we'd have a Saturday walkthrough, 10 to noon. And every Saturday I'd walk into the facility. And you'd walk into the locker room and then the training room. And every Saturday, there'd be these big boxes of donuts out. And, you know, people would say, hey, Doc, grab a donut. And I'd grab a donut. Never thinking where they came from or anything. But one day, I went to Greek, Steve Antonopoulos, his nickname is Greek. And I said, Greek, boy, it's so kind of you to bring donuts for the players in every Saturday.
Right.
And he looks at me and he says, Doc, I don't bring him in. And I said, oh, who does? He says, 88. So I went over to Demaryius and I says, bro, I says, you know me, man, I'm always digging for motives and reasons why people do what they do. And I says, I'm just curious, why do you bring the donuts in? And he looks at me with that wry little smile, cocked his head sideways, and he says, Doc, it's too deep for you. and that was a joke because I would always say to him, hey, bro, let's go deep.
Yep.
Let's go deep.
Right.
So he said to me, he said, I'll tell you how and why I do that after the walkthrough. So after the walkthrough, we come back in, locker room, talking to all the players, said, everybody's clearing out. Basically, just me and him in the locker room. We're sitting in the corner. And he looks at me and he says, Doc. He says, when I was a kid growing up, my mom, my grandmother were in prison. Dad was in the military. I didn't see him a lot. So
it was
people in the community, my auntie, other people who would take us to church. And every Sunday when we'd go to church, we'd get a box of donuts. And one day I said, Auntie, you know what? How can we get donuts every time? Why don't we go get some food or something? And she says, nope, Demaryius, that's the way that I show love. And Demaryius looks at me and he says, Doc, he said, nobody ever taught me how to love. Nobody ever taught me how to say, I love you. So the way that I show love to my teammates is I bring donuts every Saturday. And I got to tell you, Sandy, he never said, hey, next week you got it. Next week you got it. He brought them every Saturday all on his own and shared that. And then the last piece, Sandy, is he looks at me in that conversation, turns his head sideways like he always did. And he said, Doc, I love you, man. And I looked at him and I said, I love you more. And at that moment, Sandy, I realized him and I had shared time together in my office doing neurofeedback, doing coaching, doing our aspect, the checkup from the neck up is what we called it. Right. And he would always say to me, Doc, can I get a checkup from the neck up? I loved it. And so that was the element, Sandy, that he brought. Unconditional love. But I want the listeners to listen to this. The aspect of how to accept love. Demaryius talked about that. And that quote that you read is symbolic because what he's talking about is that love will set you free. It doesn't matter what school you go to. Doesn't matter if you're around violence. Doesn't matter, you know, all these elements. Now, in a perfect world, you're not around those things. But even if you are and you have love and you've experienced love and someone teaches you how to accept love, you will make it out. And I will say this today, and I've said it many times on other programs and other people reaching out to me today, coaches, players, you name it.
Sure.
Number 88 made it out. And he touched all of our lives in a profound way. And I got to tell you, Sandy, you've seen his jersey hanging in my lobby.
I have.
And how prophetic is it that out of all the players I've worked with, literally thousands, I have 7 jerseys up and he's one of them.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, that jersey will never come down. Never.
Yeah. That team, and you told me so much, just as you have over the last few minutes, you told me about that team and how close that team was. And I've heard it from other people, too, but you were around them every day, how close that team was. And you've been around a lot of teams, and you've told me more than once that team had a connection. It was primed to win in a competitive sense, but it had a kind of love about it. I have said this for many years. I don't think that championship team was the best team the Broncos ever put on the field. I don't even think it was necessarily the best of the Peyton Manning teams, but it was the closest of the Peyton Manning teams and maybe the closest of Bronco teams that I've ever seen, with a possible exception of 1977. And frankly, I didn't bear witness to that. I only arrived in 1979. You were in a training camp with the Broncos in 1983, but I really thought that team had a closeness that almost no other Bronco team could match. And I'm wondering how responsible Demaryius Thomas was, low-key, quiet, humble as he was. How much do you think he was responsible for the closeness that existed on that team with a wide variety of personalities, as you well know?
You know, Sandy, I admire your work, and I have for years. You're the best in the business. That is a great question, because Demaryius crossed lines. And what I mean by that is the locker room that year in 2015, there was an offense on one side, defense on the other side. But, you know, DeMarcus Ware, Von Miller, Danny Trevathan, Brandon Marshall, all the linebackers, you know, Sly, all of those guys connected with Demaryius and joked with Demaryius. And Demaryius would spend half the time on the defensive side of the locker room.
Yeah.
And he would talk and communicate and laugh. And you know, Sandy, he had that little boyish personality to him, that little smile that he would look at you and just warm your heart. But I can tell you this, the defense, the cohesion on that defense in the 2015 into February 16 Super Bowl, that was the most cohesive defense I've ever been around as a player, as a coach, as a psychologist. But Demaryius, even though he was on the offensive side and a receiver, he crossed lines. He communicated yeah. with so many people. And I got to tell you, I heard from three of those linebackers today that I just talked about, and every single one of them said he was our brother. We didn't look at him as an offensive player.
Oh, yeah.
He was just our brother that brought that cohesion, that brought that love, and knew how to accept love from the guys on the defense.
Dr. Pria, I know this has been a crushing 24-hour period for you, and I can't thank you enough for coming on tonight. I greatly appreciate it. It was a wonderful personal favor you did in agreeing to come on. I know how raw this is, and yet I know and knew when I asked you to come on that you could talk about Demaryius Thomas in a special way, and as always, you have delivered. Thank you, my friend.
Well, I want to just remind everybody, Sandy, 3,500 people die every day in the U.S. unexpectedly. And I got to tell you, nobody's exempt. And if I would have told you yesterday morning that one of them would have been 88, you probably would have looked at me in a really strange way. I want everybody out there listening to understand, love every day, trust every day, believe every day with the people in your ecosystem, because we never know. And let this be a reminder for all of us to check up from the neck up every day. Love people. Bring people together. Sandy, I love you. I believe in you. And I trust you, brother. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks. Love you too, Doc. Appreciate it. There he goes. The great Dr. Rick Pria. And hope you enjoyed that on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline.